is Bird Note. With bird flu on the rise, so are concerns for birds, animals, and even humans. But Dr. Wendy Puryear, a molecular virologist, says that scientists are taking every precaution, including immunization, for the endangered, like the California condor.
A pretty high number, we're getting infected and we're dying from the virus. And when you're talking about a species that's critically endangered, that's a really bad situation. So there was a vaccine that was rolled out in that scenario.
But Wendy says that's not typically the case.
It's impacting so many different species that vaccinating all animals is clearly not possible. But there are some countries that are already vaccinating poultry. It's not something that is approved within the U.S. yet, but that is something that's being discussed. And then for human health, there would be a different form of the vaccine that we already have for seasonal influenza. That groundwork has already been done. So there's already a seed stock to fairly rapidly grow up and roll out.
Wendy says the risk of widespread infections among humans is very low, and the few cases where transmission did happen are being investigated. Nonetheless, scientists are working together worldwide to decrease the threat to birds, other wildlife, and people.
I'm actually pretty impressed with how people have been so proactive in trying to reach across all these different agencies and to work together and to try to share info. Everybody is working their tail off.
Have more questions about bird flu? Listen to the season 6 finale of Bring Birds Back in your favorite podcast app or at birdnote.org. I'm Prabita Saha.
Among the things This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded, ancestral, and stolen territory of the Coquitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. Listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store depending on your device. Keep up to date on our social media at linktr.ee/cjsfradio and learn more by visiting our website, cjsf.ca. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CJSF. Hello, everybody, and happy Wednesday. Welcome back to my show. If you're new here, my name's Sasha. I like to play stuff from our database here at CJSF, some great new music. And that last song you heard was from the artist Lunar Noon from San Francisco. That was the song Peripheral, such a fun track. And it was from their album A Circle's Round. And following the song will be another person who has a lunar name called Little Moon from Provo, Utah. This is from their newest album, Dear Divine. And I'll be playing you the song Messy Love, which I didn't do on purpose, actually. I didn't actually realize that I had two moon-related named artists, which was so fun. I thought I made a spelling mistake, but it's just a fun little coincidence today. Sorry for the weird little start, but it's always fun to shake things up, and I hope you enjoyed a song to start us off, and we'll get right into Messy Love by Little Moon right now.
Sometimes it's hard to see the colors flashing by the says the pen is all he needs. Safe from the rest, they'll protect his dignity. Run from the chase, it's just a no.
That was the local artist Adrian Glenn from their newest album, You're Just a Place That I Know. And that was the song Lion Eyes. And it was their fifth solo album that tracks the story of his Ukrainian grandparents' flight from their homeland in the 1940s to settle in Montreal. So awesome album as well. Go check it out if you like that song, because it's all such great music. That was the track Lion Eyes, I Didn't Say. And up next will be a band from Texas called Sixpence None the Richer from their newest EP, Rosemary Hill. And I'll be playing you the song Rosemary Hill, the same name. Really cool band as well. They say that they're not interested in cash or fame anymore. They're just interested in making great albums and becoming even better at writing music and songs. After that will be a great artist who is also Canadian called Kylie Fox, and another artist from Montreal, or a band I should say, called the Les Hey Babies from their album Tinta Mare. After that will be a couple other great artists, and that'll be our next little section, our little set for this next part. I hope you like the last couple songs as well. The little collection of the moon related songs was fun. And after that will be our usual rock music. So stick around for that. Stick around for so many more good songs to come. I'm just going to play you a short little announcement about a CJSF heritage. So enjoy that and stay tuned for more.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade, unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Time. Flame is in fate, and my mom's not your friend. Give your